This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The graduation gap is even wider than the enrollment gap between rich and poor students. In the bottom quarter, 58% of students expected to get a college degree and 12% a graduate degree, a study found. 13 years later, just 14% had a bachelor's degree. The share of elected Republican women in Congress has leveled off at 10% over the last decade. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is the latest Republican entry in their presidential sweepstakes. KFC filed a lawsuit against three companies in China saying that their social media accounts had spread false claims about its food, including that its chicken were genetically modified to have 6 wings and 8 legs. Bad news for struggling homeowners. The Supreme Court ruled that filing for bankruptcy does not cancel their second mortgages, even if they owe more on their homes than the homes are worth. Reportedly, many hospitals are raising their list price on procedures by 10% or more, far exceeding inflation and Medicare reimbursement rates, in order to strap the uninsured and people who use hospitals outside of insurance networks. California-based Foster Farms becomes the fourth major U.S. poultry company to reduce or eliminate the use of antibiotics in chicken supplies, bowing to consumer pressure. An auction of Native American artifacts went forward in Paris, selling 6 masks despite pleas from the Hopi tribe to suspend the sale. Members of a dissident teachers group went on indefinite strike in Mexico in an effort to halt an education overhaul and to disrupt coming federal midterm elections. Sepp Blatter, the head of FIFA, FIFA, and therefore World Soccer, resigned 4 days after his reelection, after serving 17 years in the post amid ongoing investigations of corruption throughout the organization. In a significant scaling back of national security policy formed after September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, the Senate approved legislation curtailing the federal government's sweeping surveillance of American phone records. President Obama signed the measure hours later. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.